President Biden last night touted the strong economy in his State of the Union speech.
We're not finished yet by any stretch of the imagination, but unemployment rate is at 3.4%, a 50-year low.
At the same time, inflation remains a worry for the Federal Reserve, which plans to keep raising interest rates to cool prices and along the way cool the economy. So big picture, where is the economy going? Let's put that question to Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary. Larry Summers, welcome back to Here and Now.
To be with you.
You were very early warning about inflation in the economy, that the Federal Reserve might be too late to react, and you were right. Now, do you see real signs of inflation easing?
The economy right now is as hard to read as any time in the 40 years that I've been following it. On the one hand, the economy is very strong, as the president suggested, with the low unemployment rate. And it's certainly true that inflation has come down. The hard thing to judge is whether inflation is on a strong enough downward trajectory to get to the 2% target.
The Federal Reserve's target.
Federal Reserve's 2% target, exactly. And whether if inflation comes down, it will stay down. We've all had the experience of taking a course of drugs and giving up, stopping the drugs before the course was exhausted, but simply because we felt better. And then whatever infection we had came back and it was harder to fight the second time. And that's the concern that the Fed is going to have to balance. And it's going to be a very difficult balancing act. I think the economy is going to slow and inflation is going to come down. Whether we will achieve the proverbial soft landing or not, I think there's more grounds for optimism than there was a few months ago, but I still think the risks are very large that we either don't get inflation down durably or that at some point in the process, the economy tips into a recession.
In one interview, Larry Summers, you described the possibility of the economy going into a sudden stop. What do you mean?
We still are having spending from the savings that people built up when they couldn't spend during COVID and got substantial transfer payments. We've got many firms that struggled to fill all their vacancies, and therefore, even when demand goes down, are slow to lay off people. We've got areas of the economy where there was a lot of optimism, a lot of borrowing, and a lot of expansion. And so I think the economy is vulnerable to a Wile E. Coyote kind of moment where these things all come together and it's like walking off a ledge sometime in the middle or latter part of this year. I'm not predicting with confidence that that will happen, but I think the risks are significantly elevated.
And just help me understand this sudden stop. Are you saying that if companies are loaded up on things that they make and they have a lot of workers, suddenly something happens, demand comes down, then the economy could go into free fall?
The walking off a ledge moment can come from multiple things. It can come from businesses deciding that they can lay off people because they'll be able to get them back because labor markets aren't going to be so tight. It can come from consumers running out of their cash reserves and not being able to dip further into credit. It can come from businesses all deciding to pause on expanding capacity till they see what's going to happen more clearly. There are a variety of things. It can come from some big increase in geopolitical uncertainty. Mm-hmm. So I think we have that kind of risk. And we need to remember that most of the time, recessions don't happen when they're confidently forecast. They happen sometime before that or sometime after that.
I understand. Can I ask you what your forecast is as far as a recession or no?
I still think that it is more likely than not that sometime in the next 18 months, the economy will go into a recession. But it's certainly been a stronger economy in the last few months than I would have expected.
Larry Summers is former Treasury Secretary and President Emeritus of Harvard. Larry Summers, always good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.